the readings of this Ember Friday in Lent, are most beautiful and filled with the mercy of God. In the Old Testament, we visit again the prophet Saint Ezekiel, who tells those who are hearing him that they need to repent and to do good and to stop doing evil. He says, however, each person is responsible for himself. If the father sins, the son will not be held accountable for his sins. If the son sins, the father will not be held accountable for his sins. Each one must change. Each one must repent. In the gospel, we have a slightly different situation, but it's still a great, wondrous sign of the love and mercy of God for his children. Here we have the Approbatica pool, also called Bethsaida, and there every day hundreds of sick people went to be healed. And it's something that is very odd to us in this day and age, but who are we to question the mercy of God? Only one person received healing. Whoever was the first person that went into the water, when they started to move about, which was a sign of the angel of God being there, moving it himself with his hands, the first person who went into the water was healed. The rest were not. They would have to come back. And so the subject of today's gospel had been sick for 38 years. In 38 years, he did not make it to the pool because there were other people who were faster than he or who had slaves and servants to throw him in the water. But this man had neither. And so our Lord asked him, and he told him that. Of course, our Lord knew it. So our Lord goes ahead and says, "Be healed, get up, grab your litter, and go home." And of course, St. John very clearly delineates for us all that it was the Sabbath. And according to the Jews' laws, not God's, according to the Jews' laws, there were certain things that were not allowed. Even today in Jerusalem, for instance, one can only take or go up so many flights of stairs. And so a tall building, the elevator goes up so many flights, and then you have to get off and get into another elevator and get up another set of floors, and then again until you get to the top. That is not, for whatever reason, considered work. But if you were to go all the way from the bottom to the top, that is considered work. So the Pharisees had very strange laws that they made up for themselves and for others. And so it was not allowed for the man who had been healed to carry his bed, his litter. Our Lord didn't care. It was not allowed for God to heal on the Sabbath. Ridiculous. It's his power, his law, and his will. And so, of course, they tried to nail Jesus because of this. He was a blasphemer and disobeyed the law of God, even though he was God. Of course, they would nail him indeed to the cross, but not at this time, and not because they wanted to, but because he permitted them to. For everything that he did willingly. No one took his life from him. He lays it down and takes it up again, as he has said. So the man went, and of course he didn't know who Jesus was. He never heard of him. He was in the pool every day, waiting for somebody to throw him in the water, but nobody did. Everybody was thinking about themselves first. Nothing changes in the world, even today, does it? It is me, myself, and I for everybody, which is not the spirit of Christ. And so he didn't know who Christ was. So he saw him again in the temple, and then he pointed to the Pharisees, who were very curious, who would dare to violate the Sabbath. And he says, "That one there, he's the one who told me to get up and grab my bed and walk home." And they said, "Oh, we know him. Jesus of Nazareth. They had it all laid out for him, as we see during Lent, especially during the Stations of the Cross, which we will celebrate sorrowfully this evening. In addition to that, there are many saints. Saint Rodrigo, or Roderick of Cordova, who was a priest, who refused to allow or to say that Muhammad was the prophet of God. And because of that, they tortured him and cut his head off. This was in Spain in the 7th, 8th centuries. And then, further down the line, the great and holy Saint Matilda, Empress, Holy Roman Empress, who is a wife of the Holy Roman Emperor Saint Henry. And she herself was a most exemplary saint whom you should get to know. She and her husband, St. Henry, are buried in the church in Bamberg, which they edified, that they built for the honor and glory of God. Would that we had the same means. But even if we cannot build a whole church, we can build maybe one or two bricks. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.